You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. You're a doo-doo head. All right, since this podcast is about name-calling and how we handle name-callings, I figured I would remind you of that first name you were ever called on the playground at probably sometime in preschool or kindergarten where another kid called you a doo-doo head. And that is the intelligence level of name-calling. It is the lowest form of any argument, as people will teach you in any sort of a debate class or anything like that. They call it ad hominem. It just means attacking the person making a point, not the point they made. And it is something that we run into more than anything else from anti-whites because they've been heavily conditioned and they have been taught that it's morally okay to say whatever they want about anyone who has an opinion they don't like. And the names that mean doo-doo head are as simple as racist, Nazi, supremacist, evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews, that whole thing, any name they call us. And they're going to call us a lot of names. And that is basically what most of their arguments boil down to, is simply name-calling. So it's what you're going to run into more than anything else. You'll run into some other stuff, them conveniently remembering what a white person is, them trying to tell you that genocide's impossible by trying to say race doesn't exist. But this podcast is all about calling you a doo-doo head. It's about name calling and the name calling that we're going to receive. Now, we only have one name for anti-whites, and that is anti-whites. You know, the only time I call them a dummy is when they try acting like they can't be anti-white because they are white. Our answer to that is, well, dumb. Normally, when someone hates their own, isn't that called treason? That's the only time. But for the most part, we stick to using any name they call us to make a point about the anti-whites and the ongoing program of genocide against our race. Again, we use any argument they say to make a point, and we try to keep it on the subject of genocide. That's the most important thing, is staying on point, staying on message, keeping it on white genocide, keeping it to what is in the mantra. And one of the things I always like to come back to is point out the internal contradiction, point out the double standard. Okay, and then we frame whatever they handed us in that argument or that name calling as a way to expose the major flaw in their argument and make a point about white genocide. For example, they say, isn't that supremacist to say that white people deserve white countries? Or however they say it, or they say, you're just an evil, racist, Nazi supremacist. We turn around and we say, if every single black country and only black countries have been flooded with tens of millions of non-blacks, and blacks are being force integrated and being told that the solution to all their race problems was for them to all intermarry and interbreed and assimilate into a blended mocha color humanity, and a black person was to stand up and say, I don't agree with the genocide of my race, would you be calling him names like evil, racist, Nazi, and supremacist? Would you be calling him an evil, racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews if he was a black man who had a problem with black genocide? And of course, you know, now they're stuck. Now they got to defend it because you just asked them a question. Okay, they might not want to answer. They might try squirming around. But we like pressing them on the question. You know, if there was a ongoing program of genocide against Asians via assimilation of non-Asians in only Asian countries, and an Asian person spoke up about it, would you call them a racist? Would you call them a Nazi? You know, we are, you know, we're exposing the double standard, the internal contradiction in their argument of them calling us a racist. And then what we say is anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. Whenever there's room at the end of anything that you post, try to throw in anti-racist as a code word for anti-white. If they try arguing with that, if they try arguing with anti-racist is a code word for anti-white, saying no, racist means racist, it doesn't matter if it's a black racist person or a Chinese person who's racist against non-Chinese or whatever, and then again we smear their face in that double standard and how this is genocide of only whites and these words are only being applied to whites. Simply by saying nobody's flooding every single Asian country with non-Asians and trying to force blend them out of existence, forcing them to integrate and telling them that when they assimilate and intermarry, all their race problems will be over and it will be all over. If this was being done to Asians, would you call them names too? If they had a problem with it, would you be calling them names? You know, because again, we take anything they say to make a point about white genocide, to make a point about how they're using name calling in order to defend this genocide, in order to justify this genocide, they use name calling. Okay, advocating genocide under international law is a crime, and when they call us names for talking about our own genocide, they're committing a crime. They're advocating genocide by trying to say that we're evil people if we try talking about our genocide. And that's why anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. Nobody's flooding every single Hispanic country with non-Hispanics, trying to force them blend them out of existence, and calling Hispanic people names when they're opposed to this genocide. You know, we can say to the anti-white, there's a well-known genocide of the Aboriginal people. There was an attempt to exterminate them via interbreeding and assimilation. It's a well-known, well-documented genocide where it was literally said, we're going to breed the black out of them via assimilation. Would you tell an Aboriginal that he's an evil racist? Would you call him the intelligence equivalent of doo-doo head for talking about the genocide of his people? Of course not. You only apply this to whites. Anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. What did white people do in our history to justify the genocide of our race? You know, and we keep pushing them with that. But remember, any name they call you, it doesn't care. I don't care if it's doo-doo head, racist, Nazi, supremacist, whatever. You can always point out that double standard. You know, the take that part out of the mantra where it shows the example of if this was being done in black countries and every black country and only black countries. You know, point that out. Point out the double standard if it using another race for an example, and then ask them if they would call that person a racist if they had a problem with that genocide too. You know, because these anti-whites are so conditioned to be anti-white, they cannot defend the genocide of a non-white group. Okay, they only try defending the genocide of whites. That's where we're pointing out that it's anti-white, and they are using name calling as a means of defending this ongoing genocide. They are advocating genocide by saying that anyone who has a problem with this genocide should be called names. All right, we are making a point that what they're really trying to do is silence us when we're trying to talk about our ongoing genocide. That is what we make the point of. We point out the double standard, that internal contradiction, how the word racist is only used towards whites, or supremacist, or Nazi, or doo-doo poopy head, or if they try telling you any form of ad hominem is a personal attack. It doesn't just have to be a name calling. If they tell you that the reason white people are being wiped out is because white men have small penises, you can still take whatever ad hominem, whatever nasty thing they call you or say about you for talking about this ongoing program of genocide against our race, the white race, anything they say about you. You can turn around, point out the double standard, and ask them if they would say the same thing to a non-white racial group if that non-white racial group was facing what we're saying. So we would say nobody's flooding every single Asian country with non-Asians and only Asian countries and trying to force blend them out of existence, force integrating them, and trying to tell them that the only solution to their race problem is intermarriage and assimilation. Nobody's trying to assimilate Asians out of existence, and then telling them that it's justified because any Asian man with a problem with it must have a small penis. Do you realize the moral deplorability of that statement? Do you realize how morally bankrupt that is? You're defending genocide of Asians now by telling them they have small penises. Would you defend Asian genocide by saying a negative thing about their men? Is that what you would do if Asians were facing genocide? Of course not. You only say that about my race when you are advocating the genocide of my race, the white race. You claim you're anti-racist. What you are is anti-white. Okay, because that's the only name we've got for anti-whites. We call them anti-whites. Okay, we might call them a moron if they pretend they can't tell the difference between the different races, you know. But for by and large, the name for an anti-white is an anti-white. We are not going to turn the names around and try calling them a racist. I've seen pro-whites doing this in the past. That one gets the muddy boot thrown at you. We don't say you're just an anti-white racist. You know, the whole word racist was developed by Leon Trotsky in the first place, and it was only intended to be applied to whites. In a lot of our universities, we have these professors who teach kids that only white people can be racist because it's privilege plus power, and only white people have privilege and power, and therefore only white people can be racist, and all white people are inherently racist. They'll tell them that, guys. Racist was really only meant to be applied to whites, and it only is. Nobody is flooding every single black country with non-blacks, trying to force blend them out of existence with forced integration and assimilation, and then turning around and calling any black person with a problem with it racist. Okay, so anti-racist really is a code word for anti-white. And we're not going to turn around and use our enemy's terminology. We're not going to use any of the names they try calling us. Because what we are doing is we are putting the nails in the coffin of anti-white terminology. We're not going to turn around and use their terminology. We are imposing our own terminology. So if Asians want to keep all Asian countries exclusive for Asians, I'm not going to call those Asians racist for it. I'm not going to call blacks racist for wanting to have exclusively black countries. We are not even going to bother using the word racist as an insult to anyone, even tempting as it may be to turn around and call them an anti-white racist. No, we just say anti-racist is a code word for anti-white because universally racist is applied only to whites. We're the only race on earth that is facing a genocide of our entire race everywhere we live via assimilation. And are called names when we oppose it at this point in time, and one of those names is racist. We are destroying that terminology with our terminology. We are taking the power away from it. So don't turn around and use racist to attack the anti-white. Just point out that anti-racist is a code word for anti-white, and that this person is an anti-white who supports white genocide. And that's all it has to be. Point out the double standard. Use as an example a non-white racial group and then ask them if they would call this non-white racial group names using the same name that they tried calling you if it's supremacist. You know, nobody's flooding all Asian countries with non-Asians and only Asian countries with non-Asians trying to force integrate and force blend them out of existence. That if that genocide were being done to Asians and they had a problem with it, would you call them names like supremacist as well? That's what we do. We are pointing out that these names are only being applied to us when we're talking about our genocide, and they are not applicable to any non-white racial group, okay? Because it's not being done to any of them. That's why anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. Nazi, supremacist, whatever, anti-whites are using them as a code word for anti-white. So we point out that double standard. We ask them if they would call this non-white group the same name if the same genocide was happening to their people. Okay? And it's real simple. Do not get in a name calling match with you know, you're this or you're that or you're this or you're that. You're dealing with an anti-white in front of an audience, and you are showing the audience how this person is anti-white supporting genocidal policies against whites. That's what you're here to do. That's why we're in the swarm. We are exposing the anti-whites as genocidal maniacs in front of the audience. We are not here to call them names on the playground. Okay? It can be silly. Sometimes it is sand throwing on the playground. But the whole point is to take the moral high ground away in front of the audience. So the best way to do that is show the contradictions in logic, show the contradictions, the internal contradictions in the anti-white terminology, and show how there's a double standard. It's only applied to us. That double standard that leads to the destruction of our race via assimilation, the ongoing program of genocide against our race, the attempt to exterminate us is unique to our people right now, and we're the only ones being called names if we oppose it. And that if it were happening to another group, it wouldn't be okay to call them names too. So don't try borrowing the anti-white terminology. We're here to destroy their terminology and any names they may call us. That's about it for name calling.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.